Initiative Measure Number 2117, Fiscal Impact Statement, written by the Office of Financial Management. For more information, visit www.ofm.wa.gov/ballot, B-A-L-L-O-T. Summary. If approved by voters, Initiative 2117 will reduce state revenue from carbon allowance auctions by $3.8 billion and reduce state expenditures by $1.7 billion between the effective date of the initiative and June 30, 2029. This would reduce or eliminate funding for numerous programs and projects, including for transportation emissions reduction, transit pedestrian safety, ferry and other transportation electrification, air quality improvement, renewable and clean energy, grid modernization and building decarbonization, increasing the climate resilience of the state's waters, forests, and other ecosystems, fire prevention and forest health, and restoring and improving salmon habitat. Local government fiscal impacts are indeterminate. General assumptions. The effective date of the initiative is December 5, 2024. The carbon allowance auction scheduled to take place on December 4, 2024 will not occur, as the auction certification and financial settlement process would extend past the day the initiative takes effect. The provisions of the initiative apply prospectively, not retroactively. The estimates use the state's fiscal year, SFY, of July 1 through June 30. State fiscal year 2025 is July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2025. State revenue impact. Summary. Initiative 2117 would repeal the law that requires the Department of Ecology, ECY, to hold carbon allowance auctions, called the Climate Commitment Act. Therefore, the state would no longer collect revenue from those auctions. The Climate Commitment Act also established a secondary market for private parties to trade allowances and offset credits. Therefore, the state would no longer collect revenue from the business and occupation, B&O, tax assessed on certain secondary market transactions. The Climate Commitment Act carbon allowance auctions began in February 2023 and have generated $2.15 billion in revenue between then and the auction of June 5, 2024. Under the initiative, the last auction would take place on September 4, 2024. The three remaining auctions scheduled in state fiscal year 2025 would be canceled. For state fiscal years 2025 through 2029, the projected reduction in revenue is $3.9 billion from the canceled auctions, $3.8 billion, and a loss of B&O tax collection, $40 million. Auction revenue projections are calculated using ECY's June revenue forecast. Projected revenue impact to Washington State. This table shows the impact in five fiscal years. For the carbon emissions reduction account, state fiscal year 2025, the revenue impact would be a negative $672,271,000. For state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, the projected revenue impact for the carbon emissions reduction account would in each year be a negative $71,823,000. For the climate transit programs account, for state fiscal year 2025, the revenue impact would be $0. For state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, the projected revenue impact for the climate transit programs account would be a negative $201,106,000. For the climate active transportation account, for state fiscal year 2025, the projected revenue impact would be $0, and for state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, the projected revenue impact for the climate active transportation account would be each year a negative $86,188,000. For the climate investment account, portions of which are distributed to the climate commitment account and natural climate solutions account, the projected revenue impact in state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $79,285,000. For state fiscal year 2026, a negative $472,765,000. For state fiscal year 2027, a negative $422,789,000. For state fiscal year 2028, a negative $402,426,000. And for state fiscal year 2029, the projected revenue impact for the climate investment account would be a negative $301,837,000. For the air quality and health disparities improvement account, the projected revenue impact for state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $2,500,000. For each of state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, each year would be a negative impact of $10 million. For the general fund state, for state fiscal year 2025, the projected revenue impact is a negative $3,400,000. For state fiscal year 2026, a negative $7,100,000. For state fiscal year 2027, a negative impact of $7,400,000. For state fiscal year 2028, a negative impact of $7,800,000. And for state fiscal year 2029, a negative revenue impact of $8,100,000 for the general fund for the state. For the Workforce Education Investment Account, state fiscal year 2025 shows a projected revenue impact of $600,000. For state fiscal years 2026 and 2027, a negative impact of $1,200,000. For state fiscal year 2028, a negative impact of $1,300,000. And for state fiscal year 2029, a negative impact of $1,400,000 for the Workforce Education Investment Account. The total projected revenue impact to Washington State for each of the state fiscal years, state fiscal year 2025, a negative impact of $758,056,000. For state fiscal year 2026, a negative projected revenue impact of $850,182,000. For state fiscal year 2027, a negative revenue impact of $800,566,000. For state fiscal year 2028, a negative revenue impact of $780,643,000. And for state fiscal year 2029, the projected revenue impact total to Washington State is a negative of $680,514,000. Revenue impact and fund balance transfers in state fiscal year 2025. The projected revenue loss would be $758.1 million in state fiscal year 2025. Three of the four annual carbon allowance auctions would not take place, and allowance sales generating B&O taxes would end. The initiative eliminates five accounts created under the Climate Commitment Act. If the initiative is approved, the remaining funds in those five accounts will be transferred to two new accounts: one, Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account, and two, Consolidated Climate Account. ESHB 2134, Section 614, Chapter 310, Laws of 2024, and ESSB 5950, Section 907, Chapter 376, Laws of 2024. The Climate Commitment Act and the state operating and transportation budgets direct the distribution of carbon allowance auction revenues and make various transfers between the five Climate Commitment Act accounts and other transportation accounts. Under the initiative, there would not be sufficient revenue to make all the required revenue distributions and budget transfers. These transfers are prioritized as follows: 1. Statutory distributions, and 2. Date of fund transfers specified in the 2023-25 operating and transportation budgets. An estimated $1 million to $300 million would be transferred into the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account, and $700 million to $900 million would be transferred into the Consolidated Climate Account. These amounts would be available to spend through June 30, 2025. The exact amount of funding that would transfer into the two new accounts is unknown because the amounts will be based on actual agency spending through December 5, 2024, revenue collected from the auction scheduled on September 4, 2024, and implementation of the various fund transfers. Other revenue impacts. Beginning in state fiscal year 2025, business and occupation, B&O, and public utility taxes would not be collected on the purchase, sale, or trading of carbon allowances and offset credits by general market participants, resulting in lower state revenue. Currently, general market participants are not required to purchase allowances, have not voluntarily assumed a compliance obligation by opting into the program, and are not eligible to receive allowances from the state at no cost. General market participants must pay B&O tax or public utility tax on these transactions. These participants may include investment banks, hedge funds, trading firms, and companies that want to invest in offset projects. B&O taxes are credited to the state general fund, which funds various government agencies and activities, and to the Workforce Education Investment Account, which funds educational and training programs. For estimating purposes, the decrease in public utility taxes collected has a minimal impact. All impacts are shown under the B&O tax. State expenditure impact. Summary. 37 state agencies have spending authority from Climate Commitment Act funds in the current biennium for programs, projects, and as grants for local governments, community groups, school districts, and tribes. Initiative 2117 would eliminate the revenue source that pays for these programs. The remaining funds already collected would transfer to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account and to the Consolidated Climate Account. The 2024 Supplemental Transportation, Operating, and Capital Budgets identify which programs and projects would and would not be eligible for this funding if the initiative passes. Spending authority of $1.7 billion in state fiscal year 2025 would no longer exist because the budget appropriations would be eliminated along with repeal of the accounts. Spending authority of $230.4 million would be available in the Transportation Climate Emissions Reduction Account, and spending authority of $653.8 million would be available in the Consolidated Climate Account. It is assumed that funding transferred to the new accounts would continue to be spent through the end of the current state fiscal year or until revenues are exhausted. A net total of approximately $2.6 billion of spending authority in state fiscal years 2025 to 2029 would no longer be available under the initiative to operate programs and pay for grants from the state operating, capital, and transportation budgets. Additionally, the transportation spending plan approved by the legislature assumes $1 billion would be available in state fiscal years 2026 through 2029 for projects to improve transit, electrify ferries, advance ultra-high-speed rail, and for initiatives to improve pedestrian safety. This money would no longer be available. Currently, Climate Commitment Act auction revenue is spent from multiple accounts with different purposes. Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. The Carbon Emissions Reduction Account receives the first deposit of revenue in an amount specified in law and must be used to reduce carbon emissions from the transportation sector, such as projects to reduce single-occupancy passenger vehicle miles driven, for alternative fuel infrastructure and incentive programs, emission reduction programs for freight transportation, and for ferries and other maritime and port activities. Seven state agencies have spending authority from the account in the current biennium, which includes funding for the equivalent of more than three full-time staff. Agencies would lose authority to spend $205.2 million this biennium, and $230.4 million in spending authority would be transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. Two accounts receive funding solely from the Climate Emissions Reduction Account: Climate Active Transportation Account, CATA, and Climate Transit Programs Account, CTPA. These accounts would not be eliminated by the initiative. However, the initiative would eliminate the only revenue source for these accounts. Funding provided through CATA and CTPA could still be spent through the end of the biennium, June 30, 2025. This funding pays for grant programs such as Safe Routes to Schools, Tribal Transit, Active Transportation Local Projects, and support to transit agencies and other providers serving people with disabilities, seniors, children, and people living in rural areas. Climate Investment Account. Revenue from the auctions is deposited into the Climate Investment Account after the required distribution to the Carbon Emissions Reduction Account, and can be used for administering the Climate Commitment Act, tracking, spending, and reporting, and tribal capacity grants. 7 state agencies have spending authority from the account in the current biennium, which includes funding for the equivalent of nearly 116 full-time staff. Agencies would lose authority to spend $12.2 million through the rest of the biennium, and $23.1 million in spending authority would be transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. However, a significant portion of that funding is for activities required by the Climate Commitment Act, and under the initiative, these activities would stop. After reserving an amount for administration of the Climate Commitment Act, funds in the Climate Investment Account are distributed to the Climate Commitment Account and the Natural Climate Solutions Account. Climate Commitment Account. The Climate Commitment Account can be used for development of renewable and clean energy, grid modernization, building decarbonization, industrial efficiency, low-income and worker assistance, climate change mitigation for tribes, Growth Management Act planning, and the Working Families Tax Credit. 30 state agencies have spending authority from the account in the current biennium, which includes funding for the equivalent of nearly 136 full-time staff. Agencies would lose authority to spend $419.7 million through the rest of this biennium, and $476.5 million in spending authority would be transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Natural Climate Solutions Account. The Natural Climate Solutions Account can be used to pay for programs and projects that increase the resilience of the state's waters, forests, and other ecosystems to the impacts of climate change, conserve forest lands, and increase natural climate carbon pollution reduction capacity. 12 state agencies have spending authority from the account in the current biennium, which includes funding for the equivalent of more than 58 full-time staff. Agencies would lose authority to spend $147.3 million through the rest of the biennium, and $134.9 million in spending authority would be transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Air Quality and Health Disparities Investment Account. The Air Quality and Health Disparities Investment Account can be used to pay for projects that monitor and improve air quality and reduce health disparities in overburdened communities. The account receives auction revenue after the required distribution to the Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. Statute does not specify the amount. However, the legislature has stated its intention that not less than $20 million each biennium should be transferred to the account. The ECY currently has a total of $28.1 million in spending authority from the account, which includes funding for the equivalent of nearly 5 full-time staff. Under the initiative, $19.3 million in spending authority would be transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Projected spending impact to Washington State. This table shows the projected spending impact to Washington State for several accounts over the 5 fiscal year period. For the Carbon Emissions Reduction Account for state fiscal year 2025, the projected spending impact is a negative $435,594,125. For state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, the projected spending impact on the Carbon Emissions Reduction Account each of those years would be a negative $1,387,000. For the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account, the projected spending impact for state fiscal year 2025 would be $230,354,125, while for state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, the impact would be $0. For the Climate Active Transportation Account, the projected spending impact for state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $0. And for state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, each year would see a spending impact of negative $9,533,500 each year. For the Climate Transit Programs account, the projected spending impact for state fiscal year 2025 is a negative $0. And for each of the state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, it would be a negative $179,850,000. For the Climate Investment Account, the projected spending impact in state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $35,256,884. For state fiscal years 2026 and 2027, it would be a negative $35,443,000. And for state fiscal years 2028 and 2029, a negative $35,094,000. For the Climate Commitment Account, the projected spending impact in state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $896,196,884. For state fiscal year 2026, it would be a negative $102,620,000. For state fiscal year 2027, a negative $97,523,000. For state fiscal year 2028, a negative $66,026,000. And for state fiscal year 2029, a negative $64,389,000. For the Natural Climate Solutions account, the projected spending impact for state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $282,251,136. For state fiscal year 2026, a negative $25,392,000. For state fiscal year 2027, a negative $27,953,000. For state fiscal year 2028, a negative $22,956,000. And for state fiscal year 2029, a negative $25,853,000. For the Air Quality and Health Disparities Investment Account, the projected spending impact in state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $19,333,611. For state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, the spending impact would be $0. For the Consolidated Climate Account, the projected spending impact in state fiscal year 2025 would be $653,797,443, while in state fiscal years 2026, 2027, 2028, and 2029, the impact would be $0. On the general fund for the state, the projected spending impact for state fiscal year 2025 is a negative $6,349,000. For state fiscal year 2026, a negative $6,152,000. For state fiscal year 2027, a negative $6,364,000. For state fiscal year 2028, a negative $7,500,000. And for state fiscal year 2029, a negative $7,700,000. For the general fund federal, the projected spending impact for state fiscal year 2025 is a negative $45 million. For state fiscal years 2026, 2027, and 2028, a negative $70 million each year. And for state fiscal year 2029, a negative impact of $236,700,000. The total projected spending impact for each of those state fiscal years in state fiscal year 2025 would be a negative $835,829,954. For state fiscal year 2026, the total is a negative $430,377,000. For state fiscal year 2027, the total is a negative $428,053,500. For state fiscal year 2028, the total is a negative $392,346,500. And for state fiscal year 2029, the total projected spending impact would be a negative $590,506,500. Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. Impact on the Carbon Emissions Reduction Account in the current biennium is reflected in the following table. This shows several agencies, the amount of spending authority eliminated, and the spending authority transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. For the Department of Commerce, a negative $5 million in spending authority is eliminated, with $0 spending authority transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. For the Department of Ecology, a negative $4 million in spending authority is eliminated, with $0 spending authority transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. For the Department of Enterprise Services, a negative $13,500,000 of spending authority is eliminated, with $0 spending authority transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. For the Department of Natural Resources, $0 of spending authority is eliminated, with $671,724 of spending authority transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. For the Joint Transportation Committee, a negative $477,000 of spending authority is eliminated, with $2,243,091 of spending authority transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. For the Washington State Department of Transportation, a negative $182,263,000 in spending authority is eliminated, while $227,439,310 in spending authority is transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. For the Washington State Parks and Recreation Commission, $0 of spending authority is eliminated, and $0 of spending authority is transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account, giving a total from these agencies of a negative $205,240,000 of spending authority eliminated, with $230,354,125 of spending authority transferred to the Transportation Carbon Emissions Reduction Account. Significant activities that would be eliminated in state fiscal year 2025 under the initiative: construction of hybrid electric ferries and ferry terminal electrification, $42 million, Washington State Department of Transportation, WSDOT. Public-private partnerships, including funding added in 2024 for zero-emission vehicle and infrastructure grant programs for commercial vehicles, fire engines, and utility service vehicles. Local projects to improve safe routes to schools and pedestrian and bicycle safety, $40.9 million, WSDOT. Rail projects, including Puyallup Tribe and Anacortes Port electrification, $35.5 million, WSDOT. Local capital projects, including funding to complete the Guemes Island Ferry replacement, $32.9 million, WSDOT. Public bus and transit facility projects, $29.9 million, WSDOT. Zero-emission vehicle supply equipment infrastructure for state agencies, $13.5 million, Department of Enterprise Services, DES. Grant funding for electric boats for federally recognized tribes, tribal enterprises, and tribal members, $5 million, Department of Commerce, COM. Zero-emission student transportation grants, $4 million, ECY. Transportation planning for the 2026 World Cup, $1 million, WSDOT. Impact study of implementing emission standards for ocean-going vessels, $477,000, Joint Transportation Committee. Future impacts from state fiscal years 2026 to state fiscal year 2029. WSDOT would lose anticipated future funding and spending authority for ongoing programs of approximately $2.8 million each biennium, including free ferry fares for youth, free youth fares on Amtrak, and assistance and education for state agency alternative fuel usage. Additionally, money would not be available for future transportation projects. The 2024 Supplemental Budget Transportation Spending Plan approved by the legislature and used to develop future budgets, plans on spending $1 billion for various projects. These projects include transit grants to improve safety and mobility near schools, ferry vessel and terminal electrification, tribal port electrification projects, advancing ultra-high-speed rail, and initiatives to improve pedestrian safety. Climate Active Transportation Account and Climate Transit Programs Account. Impact on the Climate Active Transportation and Climate Transit Programs accounts in the current biennium are reflected in the following table, which shows two agencies, the amount of spending authority eliminated and spending authority retained. For the Transportation Improvement Board, $0 of spending authority is eliminated, with $7,067,000 of spending authority retained. For the Washington State Department of Transportation, $0 of spending authority eliminated, $322,984,552 of spending authority is retained. The total impact on the Climate Active Transportation and Climate Transit Programs accounts in the current biennium is $0 of spending authority eliminated, with $330,051,552 of spending authority retained. Significant activities that would be eliminated in state fiscal year 2025 under the initiative, none. Future impacts from state fiscal year 2026 to state fiscal year 2029. For the purposes of this fiscal impact statement, it is assumed future spending from the accounts will end when the remaining fund balances are exhausted. It's unknown what funding may be available to spend beyond June 30, 2025. Examples of programs and funding from the current biennium that would no longer have funding include grants for transit agency operating and capital expenses, $188.9 million, WSDOT, CTPA, pedestrian and bicyclist route improvement projects, $82.2 million, WSDOT, CATA, grants to sustain and expand transit services to people with disabilities, seniors, children, and people living in rural areas, $60.1 million, WSDOT, CTPA, Move Ahead Washington Public Transportation Projects, $46.6 million, WSDOT, CTPA, grants to increase safe walking and biking routes to schools, including crossing improvements, speed management, sidewalks, bike lanes, shared use paths, streetlights, ADA improvements, education and encouragement activities, $45.4 million, WSDOT, CATA. Funding to transit agencies for cost-effective capital projects that reduce the carbon intensity of the Washington transportation system, $39.4 million, WSDOT, CTPA. Grants to support transport vehicles and transit facilities, $38 million, WSDOT, CTPA. Projects to improve active transportation connectivity for pedestrians along and across current and former state highways in overburdened communities, $25 million, WSDOT, CATA. Grants through the Complete Streets Program for projects on city streets or county roads that improve or add facilities for pedestrians, bicyclists, and transit users to improve safe access, $19.1 million, Transportation Improvement Board, CTPA. Support for existing and expanded transit services to people with disabilities and the elderly population throughout rural and small urban areas of the state, $18 million, WSDOT, CTPA. Funding for a school-based bicycle safety education program for Washington State Public Schools, safety and skills training, and education materials including bicycles to school districts, educational service districts, and community-based organizations, $16.8 million, WSDOT, CATA. Climate Investment Account. Impact on the Climate Investment Account in the current biennium is reflected in this table that shows several different agencies, their spending authority eliminated, and the spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Department of Ecology will see a spending authority eliminated of negative $12,081,799. Spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account is $21,058,099. For the Department of Health, $0 of spending authority eliminated, while $489,012 of spending authority is transferred to the consolidated climate account. For the Department of Licensing, $0 of spending authority is eliminated, $0 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Environmental and Land Use Hearings Office, spending authority eliminated, $0. Spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account, $838,354. For the Office of Financial Management, a negative $2,370 of spending authority is eliminated, with $565,450 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Recreation and Conservation Office sees $0 of spending authority eliminated, and $116,800 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. For the Washington State Conservation Commission, a negative $105,000 of spending authority is eliminated, with $0 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. The total impact on the climate investment account in the current biennium will see a negative $12,189,169 of spending authority eliminated, with $23,067,715 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Significant activities that would be eliminated under the initiative: grants added in 2024 for tribal capacity to engage and work on climate-related projects, $5 million ECY. Funding to pursue linking Washington's carbon market with the California/Quebec market, $1.8 million ECY. Activities that would cease in state fiscal year 2025 under the initiative: implementation of the Climate Commitment Act, including carbon allowance auctions, allocation of no-cost allowances, oversight of the secondary market, regulation of offset projects, tracking emissions reductions produced by expenditures of auction proceeds, and statewide greenhouse gas inventory work, $9.1 million, ECY, Environmental and Land Use Hearings Office. Development of a data portal and other strategies to improve public understanding of expenditures from Climate Commitment Act accounts, $2.6 million, ECY, Office of Financial Management, OFM. Grants to tribal governments to support developing carbon offset projects, $2 million, ECY. Setting stricter standards for technology used to limit emissions from stationary emission sources that are the greatest contributors of air pollution in overburdened communities, $1.5 million, ECY. Expansion of air quality monitoring in overburdened communities highly impacted by air pollution, and estimations of the health impacts associated with the air quality experienced in overburdened communities, $557,476, ECY, Department of Health, DOH. Future impacts from state fiscal year 2026 through state fiscal year 2029. The ECY and other agencies would lose anticipated future spending authority for ongoing programs of approximately $35 million each biennium to administer the Climate Commitment Act. ECY would lose funding no longer required for administration of the Cap and Invest program. ECY would lose funding to expand the state's air quality monitoring network and improve air quality standards in overburdened communities highly impacted by air pollution. The ECY would also lose $31.5 million per biennium for grants to tribes to increase capacity to engage and work on climate-related projects, and for carbon offset project development, and $3.8 million to make improvements to Washington's inventory of greenhouse gas emissions. Climate Commitment Account. The impact on the Climate Commitment Account in the current biennium is reflected in the following large table. It shows several agencies with their amount of spending authority eliminated and the spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Central Washington University sees spending authority eliminated of negative $16,973,000. with $1,300,473 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. The Columbia River Gorge Commission sees $0 of spending authority eliminated and $70,250 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. The Department of Architectural and Historic Preservation sees $0 of spending authority eliminated, $506,755 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. The Department of Children, Youth, and Families sees $0 of spending authority eliminated, $3,199,000 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Again, these are all impacts on the Climate Commitment Account in the current biennium. Department of Commerce sees a spending authority eliminated of negative $269,919,794, with $303,908,217 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Department of Corrections sees a negative $600,000 of spending authority eliminated, with $1,600,000 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. For the Department of Ecology, a negative $9,792,103 spending authority eliminated, $17,917,345 spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Department of Enterprise Services, spending authority eliminated, negative $1,617,575, with $0 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Department of Health, spending authority eliminated, $120,000. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $79,236,333. Department of Labor and Industries, spending authority eliminated, $0. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $3,463,669. For the Department of Natural Resources, spending authority eliminated, negative $862,000. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $5,423,409. Department of Revenue sees $0 of spending authority eliminated, with $281,500 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Department of Social and Health Services, a negative $9,958,915 of spending authority is eliminated, with $0 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. From the Department of Veterans Affairs, $0 of spending authority eliminated, $200,000 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Energy Facility Site Evaluation Council, negative $68,000 of spending authority eliminated, $4,561,612 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Employment Security Department, $0 spending authority eliminated, $329,837 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Eastern Washington University, spending authority eliminated, negative $9,998,000. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $50,000. Governor's Office of Indian Affairs, spending authority eliminated, $0. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $495,218. For the Office of Financial Management, a negative $875,000 of spending authority eliminated, with $3,240,284 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction sees a negative $30 million of spending authority eliminated, with $7,525,000 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. The Evergreen State College sees both $0 for spending authority eliminated and spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. The University of Washington sees a negative $39,053,000 of spending authority eliminated, with $9,055,869 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. And again, a reminder, this is the impact on the climate commitment account in the current biennium. Washington State Board of Community and Technical Colleges, spending authority eliminated of -$2,475,000, spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account of $5,781,000. Washington State Conservation Commission, -$3,048,483 of spending authority eliminated, with $22,400,000 spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Washington State Department of Agriculture, -$3,407,000 of spending authority eliminated, with $2,553,592 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. For the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife, $0 of spending authority eliminated, with $1,056,113 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Washington State Parks and Recreation Commission would see a -$950,000 of spending authority eliminated, with $1,462,443 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Washington State University, spending authority eliminated, -$13 million. Spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account, $352,823. Western Washington University, spending authority eliminated, -$7 million. Spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account, $0. And Workforce Training Board, spending authority eliminated, $0. Spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account of $508,273. The total figures for impact on the climate commitment account in the current biennium of spending authority eliminated is -$419,717,870, with a total of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account of $476,479,014. Significant activities in state fiscal year 2025 that would be eliminated under the initiative: funding to support energy efficiency and decarbonization improvements in multifamily and commercial properties, $100 million COM. Projects and technology to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in local communities, especially in overburdened communities, $74.1 million COM. Energy renewal projects across the University of Washington's UW campuses and hospital system, $38.9 million UW. Grants to K-12 schools for indoor air quality assessment and air filtration systems, $30 million Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction, OSPI. Matching funds to support participation in a federal Department of Energy loan program for large-scale energy development, $25 million, COM. Grants to grow Washington's clean energy manufacturing economy, $21.5 million, COM. Grants to improve the state's progress towards greenhouse gas emissions reduction goals in hard-to-decarbonize industries, $13 million, COM. Expansion of Central Washington University's CWU geothermal energy production, $12.5 million, CWU. Design and construction of a dairy digester to produce renewable energy and compost from manure sources, post-consumer food and compostable wastes, $10 million, Washington State University, WSU. Sports and Recreation Center energy efficiency improvements, $10 million, Eastern Washington University. Funding to support local governments to implement greenhouse gas reduction plans, $10 million, COM. Support for Lummi Island Business Council clean energy projects, $7.6 million, COM. Replacement of Western Washington University's WWU steam plant with a mostly electric and water-based heating system, $7 million, WWU. Providing equipment to residential, recreational, or educational facilities to improve air quality in King County, $6 million, ECY. replacement of windows at the Yakima Valley School to increase energy efficiency, $5.1 million, Department of Social and Health Services, DSHS. Grants to support non-emitting thermal energy networks, $5 million, COM. Grant funding to reduce food waste and support hunger relief and food assistance needs, $4.8 million, ECY, Washington State Department of Agriculture, WSDA. Improved energy efficiency of the CWU Science Building, $4.5 million, CWU. Grants to assist community-based organizations, local governments, tribes, and other eligible entities to write, administer federal grants, and track grant opportunities, $3.6 million, COM. Funding to help consumers find and take advantage of the home energy improvement funding, $3.5 million, COM. Funding to offer education, planning, technical assistance, and community engagement to enable clean energy access, $3 million, COM. Conducting building energy efficiency assessments, $3 million, DSHS. Funding to reduce greenhouse gas emissions associated with manure handling systems at dairy and livestock farms, $3 million, Washington State Conservation Commission, SCC. Funding to advance campus decarbonization, $3 million, WSU. Assistance for community-based organizations, local governments, tribes, and other entities to access federal clean energy tax incentives, $2.9 million, COM. Grants to increase the reuse of industrial waste products, $2.1 million, COM. Grants to improve the energy efficiency of buildings at community and technical colleges, $2 million, State Board of Community and Technical Colleges. Future impacts from State Fiscal Year 2026 through State Fiscal Year 2029. 16 state agencies would lose anticipated future spending authority for ongoing programs of approximately $200 million in state fiscal years 2026 through 2027 and $130 million in state fiscal years 2028 through 2029 for multiple activities including clean energy development, environmental justice work, and climate adaptation planning. Natural Climate Solutions Account. Impact on the Natural Climate Solutions account in the current biennium is reflected in this table, which shows several different agencies, their spending authority eliminated, and their spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Department of Commerce, spending authority eliminated, negative $7,975,000. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $2,600,546. Department of Ecology, spending authority eliminated, negative $2,079,963. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $21,451,072. For the Department of Enterprise Services, both the spending authority eliminated and the spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account is $0. Department of Health, spending authority eliminated, $0. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $22,828. Department of Natural Resources, a negative $54,594,358 of spending authority eliminated, with $26,464,652 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Military Department, $0 of spending authority eliminated, $84,022 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. For the Recreation and Conservation Office, the spending authority eliminated is a negative $72,006,000, while spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account is $57,279,700. University of Washington, spending authority eliminated, $0. Spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account, $486,602. Washington State Conservation Commission, negative $5,603,713 of spending authority eliminated, $24,331,293 of spending authority transferred to the Consolidated Climate Account. Washington State Department of Agriculture, negative $5 million of spending authority eliminated, with $114,884 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. From the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife, spending authority eliminated, $0. Spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account, $1,145,241. Washington State Parks and Recreation Commission, spending authority eliminated, negative $75,000. Spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account, $936,263. The total impact on the Natural Climate Solutions account in the current biennium will see a negative $147,334,034 of spending authority eliminated, with $134,917,102 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Significant activities in state fiscal year 2025 that would be eliminated under the initiative: forest land and coastal land preservation, funding for the Quinault Indian Nation to buy forest land, $25 million, Department of Natural Resources, DNR. Funding to purchase forest lands for conservation and protection of endangered species, $15 million, DNR. Purchasing properties to place into conservation status, $10.8 million, DNR. Grants for coastal restoration and resiliency, $7.9 million, Recreation and Conservation Office, RCO. Algae and other blue carbon sequestration projects, $7 million, COM. Grants to support community forests, $5.8 million, RCO. Grants to improve carbon storage on agricultural lands, $5 million, WSDA. Fire prevention and forest health. Funding for forest health treatments to increase resilience to fire, $3 million, DNR. Grants to local governments and private landowners for projects to increase forest health and community wildfire resiliency, $2.5 million, SCC. Community-based wildfire risk reduction and forest health activities, such as engagement with landowners, removal of fire hazard materials, and brush clearing, $2 million, SCC. Riparian area and salmon habitat protection, restoration and protection of salmon habitat, $25 million, RCO. Fish passage barrier removal projects, $22.2 million, RCO. Estuary and salmon habitat restoration, $11.1 million, RCO. Future impacts from state fiscal year 2026 to state fiscal year 2029. 9 state agencies would lose anticipated future spending authority for ongoing programs of approximately $50 million each biennium to continue work on programs and projects which increase the resilience of the state's waters, forests, and other vital ecosystems to the impacts of climate change, conserve forest lands, and increase natural carbon pollution reduction capacity. Air quality and health disparities investment account. Impact on the air quality and health disparities investment account in the current biennium is reflected in a table that shows the Department of Ecology would have $0 of spending authority eliminated, with $19,333,611 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. That is the only impacted agency, so the total impact on the air quality and health disparities investment account in the current biennium is $0 of spending authority eliminated, with $19,333,611 of spending authority transferred to the consolidated climate account. Activities in state fiscal year 2025 that would be eliminated under the initiative, none. Future impacts from state fiscal year 2026 to state fiscal year 2029, the account would be eliminated, along with $40 million in anticipated future funding for ongoing programs administered by ECY to improve air quality and reduce health disparities in overburdened communities. Other state agency spending impacts. Compliance costs. The University of Washington, UW, and Washington State University, WSU, are covered entities under the Climate Commitment Act and are required to purchase or acquire compliance instruments, carbon emission allowances, and offset credits, to account for their covered greenhouse gas emissions. Under the initiative, this requirement would be eliminated. The UW would save an estimated $3.4 million in state fiscal year 2025 and $3.8 million each year in state fiscal years 2026 to 2029. WSU would save $3.3 million in state fiscal year 2025 and $3.7 million each year in state fiscal years 2026 to 2029. Both universities receive state funding to cover a portion of this obligation cost. The remainder must be paid for by other funding sources. The UW currently receives $1,733,000 in state general fund each state fiscal year to pay for a portion of their obligation. WSU currently receives $1,718,000 in state general fund each state fiscal year to pay for a portion of their obligation. The 2024 supplemental operating budget provided an additional $4.3 million in state fiscal year 2024 and $2.6 million in state fiscal year 2025 from the state general fund for WSU to pay for their obligation. Rulemaking. Under the initiative, ECY would conduct rulemaking from January 2025 through December 2027 to repeal Climate Commitment Act rules and to amend rules regarding greenhouse gas emission reporting. Estimated costs are $1.2 million from the state general fund for staff to conduct this rulemaking and for support from the Office of the Attorney General. Lease costs. WSU has leased a building in Richland, Washington, to house the Institute for Northwest Energy Futures and is paying for this lease with funding from the Climate Commitment Act. WSU is contractually obligated for future expenses through December 1, 2026. Under the initiative, this funding would be eliminated, and WSU would need to find other funds to pay these expenses. The cost is estimated at $810,000 in state fiscal year 2026 and $809,000 in state fiscal year 2027, and would likely be paid for with the state general fund. Federal funding. Several state agencies and local governments use Climate Commitment Act funding as a required match to receive federal funding, and this match funding is often required before applying for federal grants. Under the initiative, these federal grants would be at risk if the Climate Commitment Act funds are not replaced. It is unknown exactly how much federal funding the state or local governments would receive that would be matched with Climate Commitment Act funding in the future. Therefore, the potential impact of the initiative on the amount of federal funds the state and local governments would receive is indeterminate. Some examples are included. Currently, transit formula and special needs grant local projects use Climate Commitment Act funding for federal match. The federal amount that would not be funded each fiscal year is approximately $12 million. For rural mobility projects, the amount is approximately $8 million each fiscal year. The Cascadia High-Speed Rail Program was accepted under the Corridor Identification and Development, CID, program, which is a long-term federal grant pipeline. Federal funding for the next steps for the High-Speed Rail Program requires state matching funds. The program is currently negotiating with the Federal Railroad Administration for a CID grant award amount. These negotiations assume availability of $25 million of Climate Commitment Act funding in the current biennium for state match, and ability to extend spending if needed, to align with the reimbursement cycle for the federal grant. Under the initiative, WSDOT would be unable to accept $391.7 million of federal funding in state fiscal years 2025 through 2029 through the CID program without alternative funding. Performance audit. Under the initiative, the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Committee, JLARC, would not conduct a mandated performance audit of Climate Commitment Act implementation, which is required by December 1, 2029. The estimated savings to JLARC is $200,000 from the State General Fund in state fiscal year 2029. Local government impacts. Grant and award programs. Passage of the initiative would reduce Climate Commitment Act funding provided by state agencies to local governments and K-12 public schools. Currently, cities, counties, K-12 schools, and other local entities can receive grants, loan, or contract funding from approximately 130 programs across dozens of state agencies. Under the initiative, all these programs would lose funding past June 30, 2025. Between December 5, 2024 and June 30, 2025, approximately 50 programs and $415.7 million would be eliminated. It is unknown which local governments would apply for grants or loans and be awarded funding, or the amounts of such awards that would be eliminated under the initiative. Significant programs in state fiscal year 2025 that would be eliminated under the initiative. Local capital transportation projects, including zero-emission infrastructure, public transportation projects, commercial, fire engine, and public utility vehicles and infrastructure, port electrification, and clean energy infrastructure, $119 million WSDOT. Projects to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and support planning, $91 million COM. Energy efficiency improvements for commercial and multifamily buildings, $45 million COM. Salmon and estuary recovery and restoration projects, $37.2 million RCO SCC. School district indoor air quality and energy efficiency program, $30 million OSPI. Fish passage barrier removal, $23.2 million COM RCO. Forest health, fire prevention, and FireWise grant program, $13.2 million DNR RCO SCC. Coastal lands restoration and resiliency program, $7.9 million RCO. King County air quality mitigation, $6 million ECY. Food waste reduction grants, $4.8 million ECY WSDA. Zero emission student transportation grants, $4 million ECY. Community forest grant program, $3 million DNR. Sustainable farms and fields grants program, $3 million SCC. Forest health and FireWise grant program, $2.4 million SCC. Impacts on publicly owned natural gas utilities. Two cities in Washington provide natural gas to local ratepayers. They participate in the Climate Commitment Act's Cap and Invest program due to the level of their carbon emissions, the city of Enumclaw and the city of Ellensburg. The initiative repeals the Cap and Invest program, and these two cities would no longer be required to acquire allowances or offset credits equal to their carbon emission levels. The Cap and Invest program currently gives the two cities free allowances in an amount that initially covers all their emissions and then declines at 7% per year through 2030 and 2% per year after 2030. If these utilities decrease emissions, decarbonize, faster than 7% per year, they could return the monetary value of any unused allowances to their ratepayers. Under the initiative, through 2030, the total value of the free allowances that these cities would not receive is forecasted at $13.4 million. Impacts on publicly owned electricity utilities. Currently, 53 cities, counties, and other publicly owned entities that provide electricity to local ratepayers participate in the Cap and Invest program that would be eliminated under the initiative. Currently, these utilities receive free allowances to cover the total cost burden of compliance, including administrative costs, and the costs of acquiring allowances or offset credits equal to the carbon emissions from the power plants that serve their ratepayers. These utilities can use the free allowances to meet their Cap and Invest compliance obligations. Alternatively, they can use some of the free allowance value to implement programs that benefit ratepayers. Under the initiative, through 2030, the total value of the free allowances that these entities would not receive is forecasted at $1.3 billion.